You're with SBS Radio.
Thank you very much, Omar, to give an interview to SBS Thai. We know that you must be very busy trying to cover the unfolding story.
Oh, of course, but more than happy to help and keep you updated.
Why did SBS decide to send a reporter to Tham Luang in Thailand to cover this story?
In terms of why SBS was covering this story, obviously it's captivated the world. This is an incredible story of survival. It's an incredible rescue operation. It's so complex. It's so fraught with dangers. And these boys, the world's just fallen in love with them and just want to see them out. Everyone is supporting them and hope that they're all out, if not tonight, in the next day or two.
We've seen there's some live broadcast all over the world of the rescue operations as well as in Australia. And recently we see some photos of young school students in India gathered to pray for the Thai boys trapped in the cave to be rescued safely. In your opinion, why do people around the world care about them even though nobody ever met them in person before?
Yeah, this is one of the most incredible things about this story, just how much the boys have captivated the hearts of people around the world. I think just how scary the situation is for them, the fact that they somehow got trapped inside this cave, which sounds like a one in a million kind of situation, the fact that they're all so young, they're a team of schoolboys aged between 11 and 16, they didn't even know how to swim before they became trapped inside the cave with their 25-year-old coach. I think they're just relatable. They're young, and the world just is worried about them. I think that's probably why some people feel really connected to the story and want to see them out.
Tell us about the media there. We know that there are many, many journalists from all over the world covering the story at the moment. How many journalists there, and where are they from?
There are hundreds of journalists here, hundreds of journalists, cameramen, field producers, networks from around the world in this small part of northern Thailand in Chiang Rai province, just as we mentioned before, because this is a story that really has global attention. There is such a strong media presence here. It's at times overwhelming to see how many people are here, but also understandable just for the reasons you mentioned before as to why people feel so connected to the boys.
As a foreign reporter there, what are challenges you are facing in reporting this unfolding story?
Well, the obvious challenge in any foreign country is a language barrier. And in this part of Thailand, it's not a particularly known tourist spot for Western travellers, so the language barriers are there. There's also the barrier of access, to authorities, to rescuers, to families of the boys inside the cave. And as we mentioned, because there is such a strong media presence, it's hard to navigate through at times because everyone is here wanting the same thing. And at the end of it all, we're often kind of in the same boat. So you have language issues, you have access issues, and you also have the fact that there are so many people here covering the story. But those challenges also make it really exciting to be here too, because, you know, this is what news is all about, and these are just general problems or scenarios that you would encounter when you're covering a story. You know, even smaller stories, these things can happen. So they're just kind of part and parcel of the job.
We heard from a press conference by the Thai officials that some people even try to overhear the communications on radio frequency used by the rescue team to get information to the media. And some even fly drones above the operation areas without permission to do so. And there's lots and lots of unconfirmed information. How do you handle this and still adhere to the code and ethics and policies of SBS?
Of course, yeah. So the misreporting is one of the issues as well. I should have probably mentioned the fact that there are so many journalists here, and because media, particularly around Southeast Asia, are just so fascinated by the story, rumours are spreading around like wildfire. And as you did mention as well, the Thai officials were very unhappy with the way some members of the media have been conducting themselves. They've been getting into spots that they have been told they're not allowed to. They've been blocking access. They've also, yes, been using drones and things like that. And the only way you can rise above the misreporting or the rumors that spread around or things like that is by just remembering that your first job is to be correct. Your first job is to respect your audience, respect your story, and also just be honest. That's the bread and butter of journalism. So all we can do is try our best to get as much information on the ground and get any confirmation that we can get before we run with what is happening. If we are hearing reports, we can say there are reports that this is happening, but instead of new other media outlets out there can often, particularly in different countries, can often just go with it. If they hear a rumor, they'll say, yep, this is happening. All you can do is just remember that that is not what journalism is about. Journalism is about being honest and fair and accurate. Accuracy is the most important thing. And if you just know that and you believe in that and you believe in SBS, that is pretty easy to follow.
What do you think about the volunteers on the scene and supporting people and also the international rescue team?
That has been one of the most beautiful things about this entire operation. Obviously, there's so many emotions involved with waiting a few days to know if the boys were even alive, waiting to see when a rescue would happen. But throughout it all, the hundreds of volunteers that have come here from Thailand, from around the world, including the international rescue effort, has just warmed the hearts of everyone here. People are just united and willing for the boys to come out, but they're helping each other. Journalists are helping each other. Volunteers are providing food, water, medicine, even not just for the rescuers and the boys, but for the media that are here too. Everyone just sees it as a collaborative and team effort, just wanting these boys out. And I keep losing my breath as to how beautiful I'm finding it every day when I see it.
Personally, what are your most memorable experiences from reporting on this story?
Probably, as I mentioned, the volunteer effort, that really caught my eye. I mean, often with stories of a similar nature to this, the volunteer effort just kind of shines through. The generosity of this human spirit is a beautiful thing in times like this. In times of you know, natural disaster or personal tragedy, people can really come together, and I've really found that beautiful. The other thing as well is just how incredible this story is, how this all even happened to begin with, the fact that also it was 9.5 days before the boys were even found alive, and it's been a further 8 days since the rescuers have now taken out 8 boys. It's been more than 2 weeks, and I haven't seen anything like it. The world has seen similar in terms of the 2010 rescue in Chile with the miners, but this is just such a different story. It's a freak accident and now an incredibly delicate and difficult rescue operation, which we hope will be over soon.
Last question. Would you like to go back to Tham Luang Cave again to actually go in there and explore it as a tourist?
In a word, probably not. I may pop my head in, but I would not be walking into the caves. I would not be going there.
Thank you very much, Omar, for the interview, and good luck with the rest of your work over there.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.